Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on finding God's purpose for your life was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
If you had barren ground, if you had ground that had been sowed with salt or something like that, did you know that that seed won't do anything? The seed just activates the ground, and if the ground is barren, if it's lacking nutrients, it will stunt what that seed can do. So the seed is the Word of God. The ground is your heart. And brothers and sisters, in your born-again spirit, God has already placed everything that you will ever need. You've got it all. You are complete in Him, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. You are already complete. The average Christian is praying and asking God to do something when the truth is, when you got born again, God put everything within you. All you need is a seed to draw that out. And that's what the Word of God is. If you would renew your mind by the Word of God, be transformed through the renewing of your mind, you would prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. The Word of God is just essential. And I am shocked when people come to me and ask for something, and I'll say, well, what scripture are you standing on? And most of the time they don't have a clue. Or they'll say something like, well, doesn't the Bible say somewhere that by His stripes we were healed? By His stripes we are healed or were healed? Is that in the Old Testament or the New Testament? You know, that's like a woman wanting to get pregnant, and she just goes stands next to a man and thinks that'll do it. That's not how it works. You got to plant a seed. The scripture says, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, that being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. And the word for seed there is spora, the Greek word spora, where we get spores from. That's how a flower pollinates. And spora is a derivative of the Greek word sperma, where we get the word sperm from. In the same way that you have to plant a seed in order to have a child. We would think a woman is absolutely crazy who's praying for a child but will not have a physical relationship with a man. That's not how it happens. I've prayed for hundreds, thousands of people who were barren to have children. But then after I pray, I say, God's doing His part. You do your part, amen. You go home and act on the Word of God. But you aren't going to have a virgin birth. There was only one virgin birth. You got to have a seed that's sown. And if a woman was trying to get pregnant without having a seed sown, you'd think she's crazy. And yet how many Christians are trying to receive from God and you haven't sown the seed? Oh, God, heal me. Well, what scripture is saying? Well, I don't know. Could I just drink this water after a woman who is pregnant? Will that work? No. Amen. You're going to have personal interaction, personal contact. You need to know the Word. It needs to conceive on the inside of you. And if you put these two things together, if you become a living sacrifice, which is just your reasonable duty, and then you renew your mind according to the Word of God, I can guarantee you, you'll be transformed from something that's earthbound to something that can fly, something that's ugly to something that's beautiful. Man, God will change your life. But brothers and sisters, we're asking God to do what He told us to do. He told us to renew our mind, not to be conformed to this world. Did you know in Romans 12, 2, the word conformed there means to pour into the mold of. The world is trying to melt you and conform you, pour you into the mold of thinking like everybody else. And the sad thing is most Christians have adopted it. It's just wrong. You know, they asked me to write a little thing for the paper about Billy Graham's death. And I wrote and I said, man, this was the greatest day of Billy Graham's life. And people thought that was weird. But then at Billy Graham's funeral, I heard him, they were reading something from him. And he says, someday people will tell you that Billy Graham died. He says, don't you believe it. He says, I am more alive than I have ever been in my life. Now see what that's doing. That's not being conformed to the way the world thinks. The world thinks that you're dead. It's over. That's it. And they just think about sadness and how terrible this is. But I guarantee you, a person that knows the Lord, they aren't ceasing to exist. They are more alive than they have ever been. And if you actually start thinking of things properly, did you know that death is a great thing? And I know that some people, well, no, it's not. God didn't make us to die. I agree. He never intended us to die. But once sin has entered this world, just think what it'd be like if every vile person who's ever existed on this planet was still alive. Think about if Hitler, Genghis Khan, and on you could go naming people. What if they were all still alive? You couldn't get rid of them. What if a person who had some kind of a birth defect and was blind or deaf or mentally affected or just in constant pain and on and on and on you can go, living forever in this fallen world would be a curse. For those who accept salvation, man, Paul said, for me to depart and be with Christ is far better. And on we could go with the scriptures. For those who know the Lord, we should think differently. We shouldn't be conformed to the way that the world thinks. We shouldn't fear death. We ought to actually look at it as this is going to be the best day of my life. The best part of living is dying. Because I'm going to go to be with the Lord and everything I've wanted and prayed for and sought is going to become a reality. I do not fear death. Now, I'm not submitting to it because I've got a job to do. But I guarantee you, I am not afraid of death. And Billy Graham, I heard him talk about that. See, for a Christian, it's different. If you take the Word of God and if you plant that seed, it changes your worldview. It changes the way you look at things. Instead of being afraid when the doctor says, you're going to die. Man, if you understood, Paul said, for me to die is gain. It'd be all you could do to keep from just reaching up and kissing that doctor. Say, man, this is awesome news. Amen. But see, most people don't think that way because they are conformed to the way the world thinks. Most of us spend more time in the light of our TV than we do in the light of the Word. And I'm telling you, you got to get into the Word. You got to renew your mind. You got to begin to see things differently. And brothers and sisters, if you do, it's an incorruptible seed. It will always change you. I've got an entire teaching entitled Effortless Change, which sounds like it's impossible, but that's the way that a seed works. If you plant a seed and if you give it the right nourishment and time, it just automatically brings forth fruit. It automatically works. It's effortless. You've never heard an apple tree groan, moan, scream, yell, here's an apple. It's just the nature of that apple seed. It activates the ground and it just happens naturally. If it seems like you're struggling and change is so hard, it's so hard to be healed. It's because you're trying to pray and get healed from the outside instead of taking the Word of God and planting it in your heart and let the Word of God just bring healing. There's some of you that are praying for prosperity. I'm telling you what, Creflo Sharon, I'm so excited to listen to him the rest of the time because he's talking about it's just trusting God. And when you get your heart right and when you receive this word, prosperity, you attract prosperity. You don't have to pursue it. Money is attracted. You become a money magnet once you get your heart right. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, that God gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. If you are short of seed, this isn't talking about physical seed. It's talking about using money. It's talking about money and using an illustration of a seed. If you are short of money, it's because God doesn't see you as a giver. If God saw you as a giver, He'd give seed to sowers. But most people are takers. Most people, it's me, my four, and no more. And you build a wall around you and protect everything you've got. If you build a dam, man, God's not going to flow through you. But if you can open up and let it flow through, one hand to receive and one hand to give, and as the money flows through, there's plenty for you. If you can get that attitude, man, God, if God can get it through you, He will get it to you. You will see supernatural prosperity. But see, it's based on the way you think, and that's what the Word of God affects. The Word of God is God's way of thinking. And brothers and sisters, it's contrary to this world. Wendell and I were talking at breakfast today, and we were talking about some things, and we just said, you know, it is amazing how that very few people let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. Most people, this is what they believe. This is what they were taught. They were raised this way. And who cares what the Bible says? How dare you let the Bible get in the way? I was painting a woman's house one time when I was pastoring in Childress, Texas. And she was a Baptist lady, and I was talking to her about the Lord the whole time. And anyway, after a whole week, I'd witnessed to her and told a lot of things. And finally, she says, "Why did you leave the Baptist church? We need nice young men like you in the Baptist church." And I said, "Well, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and they told me to leave. They kicked me out of the church." And she says, "What are you talking about? Are you talking about speaking in tongues?" And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I spoke in tongues and they told me to leave." And she said, "Well, they'd have kicked you out of my Baptist church too." And I said, "Well, how can you say that?" And I turned over to 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 14, verse 39, where it says, "Forbid not to speak with tongues." And I said, "Right here, it says, forbid not to speak in tongues." And she looked at me just as serious as she could be. She says, "There's lots of things in the Bible that we don't believe." And when she said that, it's like, how do you talk to a person that just, "I don't care what the Bible says." I've had people in my school that get on me and say, "How can you be against abortion and things like this? Everybody's got their own free choice and everything." And I'll say, "But the Bible says," and it's like, they don't care what the Bible says. This is what I've been taught. This is the way we've lived.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Created for a Purpose. This series was recorded at our 2018 Portland Gospel Truth Conference and includes three sessions taught by Creflo Dollar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM299 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the second CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, you've been listening to this radio, and I know it's touched you. People's lives are being changed. And I'd like to ask you to just sow some seed and help us to reach out and touch more people. We are on radio stations all over the United States, of course, television and other things, and it just costs a lot of money to deliver the gospel to people. So I'd ask you to pray about becoming a partner with us. A grace partner is a person who gives on a monthly basis but doesn't receive material back. You're just giving to help us reach out. So pray about it. If the Lord leads you, then please become a grace partner with us today.